Okay, year 10 at Lansdowne School, and as part of our humanities work, the students have been researching an awful lot about World War II, many ideas to explore. So I've got a couple of very keen history students. So young man, your name is?
Harry.
And with us?
Alex.
So we've got Harry and Alex, both from year 10 at Lansdowne. So Harry, I don't know kind of where to start. It's a big, big topic. How did you start off your work about World War II? What were the first things that you did?
We learnt about World War II, like how Hitler hated the Jews, like how the women had to work, how they had to survive without food, so they had to dig up, they had to plant everything. Also about the Home Guard.
What was the job of the Home Guard? What do they have to do?
They had to like put out fires, like patrol everywhere. Like you get like old men and teenagers. They had to like, so they were like protecting the town, like helping clear up everything.
Yeah, perfect. And Alex, and so having looked at all these different ideas that happened maybe at home during World War II, we've been using in year 10 different kind of sources. So we've had primary and secondary evidence. Can you maybe try and think, what's the difference? What do we mean by primary evidence and what do we mean by secondary evidence?
Primary is where the books about history and it will tell you everything past that long time ago, and it will show you all the things, what the ladies done when the men died and how much milk they used, and then they help dig up, boost down the planes, tractors, everything.
Well, it could be maybe things that were around during World War II. So what can we think? Some of the things that might have been used during World War II could be...
Old coin.
Or perhaps maybe what people were reading.
Newspapers.
Yeah, so things that people that lived during the war actually were handling, were using, whereas secondary could perhaps be a film about World War II, a modern day film. So something which wasn't there. Yeah, and we've been having these Venn diagrams in our books that we've produced those. And I'll finish, I'm asking Harry. So we're currently working on some posters. What were the ideas? What are you trying to put across in your posters? It's about a very special day during World War II.
V-Day is when they celebrated, when the German people signed the treaty for giving up. Also, the English people, Winston Churchill went to the Queen and said,
That the war was going to be finished?
Yes.
Wonderful, we'll end there, but thank you.